Forest. Hello and welcome to the Anti Football Podcast. My name is Chris. As always, I am joined by Harry. And as always, we've got a fuck ton of games to get through. Last episode, I had to cut off proper early because of work, but we'll have no issues today. And we might as well just jump straight into it. Harry, what were your thoughts on Man City versus Bournemouth?
I thought Bournemouth put up a good fight. But, you know, obviously Man City are going to be too strong for them anyway, because they're on an absolute destruction path, no matter who they face. They kind of got the job done early in the first half. And then it was just that fight didn't seem to sort of break the back line until later in the match, and it was too little.
Yeah. I mean, if you're a Bournemouth fan, you know, you'd be frustrated because, you know, your team doesn't show any sort of fight against a team like Newcastle. They get spanked 4-1 at home. And then against Man City, you know, you're showing a little bit of fight, but you're never going to beat Man City. And now they're basically relegated. I mean, they're 3 points off with one game to go. And yeah, it's too little too late, I think, for Bournemouth. I think David Brooks is still performing well. I mean, obviously got the goal today to get Bournemouth almost back in it. They just don't look good enough. You know, simple as that. I mean, I don't want to, you know, oversimplify issues or whatever, but, you know, I can't really say more than just they don't look good enough.
Yeah. Do you think Bournemouth will make a lot of money from selling players such as Ake, Brooks, Wilson?
Well, I think they're going to have to, because, you know, I think it's something like 90% of their income last season came from Premier League money. You know, all the stuff around that. So they're going to have to. I think they made like 150 million and like 130 million of that was from the Premier League, you know, because obviously they've got a small ground. So they're not going to be making much on match days. They're going to have to sell quite a few players, unless, you know, they're going to end up like a Sunderland where they've got players on too high wages, you know. They'll have to loan them out and then they can't bring in replacements.
Bloody Jack Rodwell, Jesus.
Oh, honestly, he should have been locked up for what he did. I mean, that was a joke, you know, disgusting. As for Man City...
I wonder where he's at now.
He's at Sheffield United.
What?
Yeah, he arrived in January on a free.
Has he played?
I think he's come off the bench, like, twice.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sorry about Zivkovic. I don't know why they signed him as well.
Well, he's only on loan, isn't he?
Yeah, but why would you sign someone that's just going to play once?
Yeah, exactly. Well, he'll have been brought in as a squad player. Yeah, I know. You got what else to add on this game? I mean, there's not much to say.
No, I just agree with it.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, is Harry Wilson their player, or is he there online?
No, he's there on loan from Liverpool.
Do you think he'll move away from Anfield?
Well, the reports are that Klopp's looking for a clear out of sort of Deadwood players to be able to get in funds to improve the first team. So you'd think he'd be one of the names that would be on the chopping block. Because he's not exactly a young kid. I mean, you know, don't get me wrong, in footballing terms, he's still young, Wilson. I think he's 22, isn't he? He's 23, sorry. So, you know, he's still got 10 years on him still. But he's not exactly a young kid anymore. And especially when you've got people like Curtis Jones coming through that academy. Harry Wilson isn't really needed at Liverpool. I could see him... to be honest with you, I don't think he is good enough at Premier League. I mean, he's missed quite a few good chances this season that I'd expect Premier League players to score. So I think a move down to the Championship would probably benefit his career.
He's played 30 games, scored 7.
Yeah, but I'm just talking about, like, you know, against... Who was it? Not this game. It was... it was against Southampton. Like, he missed basically an open net.
Oh, yeah, that was shocking.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like,
Yeah, I think that's pretty much it.
Yeah. Right, we move on to Spurs and Newcastle. Newcastle, I mean, pretty much on the beach. I mean, they're not going to get relegated. They weren't going to get relegated, and they weren't going to get Europe, so they've not really to play for. But they were probably the better team here. They were unlucky not to get something, I'd say. It's just Harry Kane has returned to being his clinical self, grabbing a brace here. Yeah, what were your thoughts?
Yeah, I echo those. Yeah, Harry Kane, since coming back, looks like he's also on a path of destruction. I feel like he needs to move away.
Mm.
He's 20, or he'll be 27 in a couple of days, and he's not won a cup.
Yeah, he's in the prime of his career, you know. And he could play for most teams in the world. I'd say there's not many teams what he doesn't start in, to be honest with you. I think Bayern Munich's the only one who I can think of off the top of my head, the team that he doesn't start for.
Yeah. Where do you think he'd realistically go?
To be honest with you, I don't think there's too many options for him. I mean, I can't see Man City or Liverpool going him. Not because he's not good enough, but can't see him going him. Man United, I mean, he's obviously better than Martial, but up front, they're fine. It's the defence what they need to sort out. Chelsea have just brought in Werner, so they're not going to bring in another forward. You know, and I don't think, you know, the likes of Leicester or Wolves could afford him. To be honest with you, I think the most realistic option for him would be somewhere like a Real Madrid. You know, Benzema. You what, sorry?
That was the team I was thinking.
Yeah, because obviously Benzema, he's still good, but he's getting on a bit. And, you know, we've seen Real Madrid are willing to look in the Premier League for players. He has been linked a couple of times with Real Madrid, and I think that would be probably the best place for him.
Yeah. Also, I think Bale might be part of the deal.
Mm. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised to see that. But it all depends whether he'd be willing to take a wage cut, because he's on like 400k.
Yeah,
Real Madrid. And Spurs aren't going to be able to pay that. So, I mean, he's on double what Harry Kane's on. So, you know.
Jesus.
And he's just rotting away on that bench.
Rotting away on a goal cup.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, it's poor. And I mean, if I'm Spurs, to be honest with you, you know, I wouldn't want Bale back. I think for the money that he'd cost, I don't think it'd be worth it. Especially when you've got players like Son, Moira, Bergwijn. Like, you're all right in the wide area.
You can play striker.
He could, but it's not really his preferred option. To be honest with you, I just want straight cash so you can buy a proper forward and maybe use that to improve defence as well.
Do you see any other departures regarding Spurs?
I think we could see quite a few, especially if they do miss out on Europe. It all depends on what happens in the Cup. But yeah, I mean, you know, I could definitely see quite a few moving on. I think Alderweireld, he's been clear about saying he wanted out, if I'm not mistaken. I could see him moving on. Son, I think he's good enough to play in a better team than Spurs, but I'm not sure whether he would move or not, Son. But to be honest with you, there's not too many people who, you know, I'd say could make a step up in that Spurs team, to be honest with you. Apart from the likes of, you know, Kane, Son, Alderweireld, people like that. Yeah, I mean, I won't be surprised if Ndombele moved on as well, because it's clear that Jose doesn't like it. I mean, was he even in the squad against Newcastle? No, he wasn't. He wasn't even on the bench. So yeah, I wouldn't be surprised to see Ndombele moving on, because it hasn't worked out for him.
Yeah, I've been very hit and miss.
And especially with the likes of, you know, they brought in Gedson Fernandes in January. Ollie Skip has just signed a new contract. So he's not high up in that midfielder's priority list.
I think they've spent a lot of money on players that just don't work out.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, I think this season they've blown a lot because, you know, for the last few seasons, they've spent nothing. And I think that's, you know, been bad because now a lot of the squad needs an overhaul. You know, with them finishing, you know, they can only finish seventh, you know. And they could, well, no, they could finish sixth, actually, never mind. But, you know, yeah, that's, for where Spurs want, that isn't good enough.
Mm. Yeah, they've, do you think Mourinho sticks about?
I can't see him lasting until end of season, to be honest with you. The end of next season. Usually he has two good seasons and he collapses in the third, but he hadn't even had one good season. Do you know what I mean? I mean, yes, he's done better than Poch did this season, but they were in 14th. I just don't see it working out, to be honest with you.
Well, it was meant to be a short-term deal anyway.
Yeah. Well, it was meant to be, you know, you get that Mourinho impact, but he hasn't really had that. I'm just surprised that he hasn't, because I thought it was a good landing, Mourinho, when he first came in. I thought, because he is still a serial winner. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's won the treble. Like, how many managers can say they've won a treble in their career? Like, you know, but I'm not going to say he's past it, because I still think he has things to offer in football. But for West, I just don't think they're a right fit, to be honest with you. Like, I don't think if you went to Arsenal, I don't think that'd be a, I think he needs to go somewhere that, you know, will 100% back him. You know, he has control over the signings and the budget and everything like that. And I don't think he has that at Spurs.
Mm.
You know, he likes to be in control of everything.
After getting a new stadium.
Yeah. I mean, unless they do shift on some players, I can't see him bringing many in this summer transfer window. You know, especially with spending all that money in a new stadium and having no one be in it. Like, I think next season he's going to be a struggle for Spurs. To be honest with you, you know, they'll be fighting. I think they'll probably be even worse than they are this season, to be honest with you. I think they'll be fighting for seventh. They could easily finish outside Europe next season. I could see that happening easily.
Do you think they do well in the Europa League or crash?
Well, it depends how seriously they took it. They certainly have the squad to be competitive in it. But again, you know, it just depends how serious they take it. I could see them getting far. You know, quarters, semis, maybe. But as for winning the whole thing, I mean, you know, obviously it depends who they get and who the other teams are. But you look at some of the teams who are currently in the Europa League, you know, like Inter Milan, teams like that. You know, can I see Spurs beating Inter Milan? Not really. If you're asking me if I think they'll win it, no, I don't think they'll win it next season.
See, I'd prioritise that if I were them.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Because I think they've got more of a chance of qualifying for the Champions League through the Europa League than through the league, to be honest with you.
But yeah, Newcastle were the better side, and they were lucky that they got Harry Kane, who's, you know, willing to dig them out all the time.
Mm, yeah.
How much do you think he could sell for? I think prices have taken a hit because of the COVID.
Exactly. I mean, we don't know what the market would look like. I think if coronavirus never happened, I think he'd easily go for over 100 million. Mm. But with the whole coronavirus thing, you know, the market's unpredictable. You know, no one knows what it's going to be like. I think potentially it could be, you know, 80 or 90, depending on how Spurs' financial situation is at the moment. I wouldn't know. I'd have to look into that. But yeah, I don't know. It all depends what this market's going to be like, because we're certainly not going to see players going for 200 million.
No, that's just... I think the biggest transfer was Leroy Sané so far.
Yeah, I mean, considering he's been injured for the past 12 months and that his contract's running out next season, they've probably got a decent deal there. You know, 50 million for Leroy Sané. Because I think they've made a profit on him as well.
It says they sold him for 40.5 million, according to...
Right, it might have been 50 million euros. But you know, I still think that's decent. Considering he's on the last year of his contract, he wasn't going to re-sign, and he's been injured for the past 12 months. I think that's a decent deal, though. Anyway, if we're to move on to, you know, a huge shock, really. Arsenal beating Liverpool 2-1.
Pardon? Who beat Liverpool 2-1?
Arsenal.
Oh, yeah, that was a shock.
Yeah, I know. It's just that Liverpool team, they just, you know, they needed to convert the chances that they made, and they couldn't do that. You know, Arsenal sat back, defended well, and took the chances, you know. Two shots on target led to two goals, you know. I mean, mistakes from Alisson and Van Dijk were definitely uncharacteristic of them. And, yeah, it's, you know, it's just poor. You know, very uncharacteristically poor from Liverpool. I mean, Van Dijk, you know, for that first goal, what was he thinking?
That's the problem, he wasn't.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, both Lacazette and Firmino lack goals for the positions they play.
Mm.
So do you think Liverpool will look towards getting a new striker?
I mean, potentially. I mean, to be honest with you, I'd have said that would have been more likely had Timo Werner not joined Chelsea. I think he would have probably been their number one target. I mean, you know, I'm not sure because, you know, Firmino, he does well, but he's just not a number nine. He doesn't seem like a natural number nine. I mean, he's had over 100 shots this season, you know, and he doesn't even have 10 goals. Like, for a striker, that is piss poor. But Klopp seems to really like it because he does hold up play well and he does have a decent pass on him. It's just, he's not a number nine. To me, he's more of a number 10.
Do you think? Yeah. They sort of play him as a centre forward, sort of.
Well, he plays sort of like a false nine, sort of like what Messi did under Guardiola.
Apart from Messi, he actually knew where the net was.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm interested in who Liverpool are going to sign, because Man City, I reckon, are going to make a bunch of signings since they're losing David Silva, and obviously the gap between them and Liverpool was huge.
Well, it all depends what they can do, because obviously, you know, if they've just beaten FFP, you know, which I still think there's somewhat dodgy.
So you got fined, yeah.
Yeah. But if they've just beaten that, then can they realistically go out and spend 150 million on players, you know? Well, that's really not difficult.
Just do another backhand bid to UEFA or whatever, because apparently you're allowed to do that.
Exactly.
Boss.
But yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, I think the first team's fine, with the exception of potentially a new forward. I think the first team's fine. I don't think you want to touch that. I just think they need more useful squad players. Because, I mean, you know, you look at the players who Liverpool brought on, you know, against Arsenal. You know, when they're down, they need to win the game, you know. They're bringing on Shaqiri, Minamino, Origi, you know. Are they really players that are going to make the difference? You know, not really. I mean, they're good players. They're Premier League players. But are they title-winning rotation option? Not really. I mean, you know, all you have to do is compare Man City's bench to Liverpool's bench. And, I mean, obviously, Liverpool aren't going to spend 150 million on a bench. But I do think that is an area where they need to improve, is just more rotation options. Because the first team's fine, you don't need
it. Yeah. Well, they're going to have to look for a replacement for David Silva.
Oh, City are. Well,
yeah.
I think they'll probably just end up playing Phil Foden more.
Good option.
Because he is somewhat special, is that Phil Foden. I mean, I can't believe Pep saying that he's the best young talent that I've ever managed, when he literally managed Messi. But I can see him, you know, becoming a future star, especially if he gets regular game time next season.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Yeah, I mean, for the Euros next season, if, you know, Foden and Greenwood, you know, players like that, if they get regular game time, you know, then, you know, Gareth Southgate will definitely be forced to have a look at them.
Well, a club that needs to spend is Arsenal.
Mm.
And they're not ones to do that.
Yeah. I mean, they did spend, you know, they have spent almost 100 million this season. Most of that was on Pepe.
Well, no, they haven't, because it's in parachute payments over, like, three years, isn't it?
Well, yeah, that's most of Arsenal.
I think even Kieran Tierney's on a parachute payment deal.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
They have Stan Kroenke, who's, like, he typically spends a lot on his other teams.
Yeah, I was about to say, don't he own, like, 8, like, sports teams or something?
He owns, like, basketball teams. And they're on, like, massive contracts.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, yeah.
He's worth 9 points. Right, he owns the LA Rams, Denver Nuggets, Colorado Avalanche, Colorado Rapids, LA Gladiators, LA Gorillas. Never heard of these places. Denver.
I'm not a huge basketball fan myself. But basketball players are on mental wages, you know. Like, I swear Steph Curry is on like 800 grand a week or something.
No way.
Yeah.
He makes 40.2 million a year.
Yeah, so that'll be about 800 grand a week.
Bruh.
Yeah, so you'd think he could invest, you know, considering the mental wages that basketball players are on, you know, you'd think he could invest a bit in football. I mean, they make Mesut Ozil look homeless.
Mm.
Speaking of Mesut Ozil,
he is actually homeless. No.
What is up with him? I mean, you know, like, there's clearly some sort of disconnect between Arteta and Ozil. Do you see him still being at Arsenal next season? Because there have been a lot of teams interested, particularly Fenerbahce, which obviously, you know, would appeal to Ozil having dual citizenship in Turkey.
Mm-hmm.
And they like worship him over there. So, yeah, could you see him being at Arsenal next season? Do you think the wages are too much of a stumbling block for teams looking at him to overcome?
No, he's got to leave if he's falling out with Arteta, because he probably, at his age, he needs regular football.
Well, I mean, you know, in Ozil's mind, he doesn't really have anything to play for. I mean, he's made his money. He's retired from international football. He doesn't have to do anything. You know, and if Arteta doesn't pick him, fine, he'll just sit on his arse and, you know, collect 350 grand a week for doing nothing.
Yeah, but he could go to Turkey and make 400 grand a week, but he's got to play.
Well, I can't see him earning more than he does at Arsenal, you know, if he goes elsewhere. Unless he went like back to Real Madrid.
Unless he went to China?
Well, yeah, China maybe, or Saudi Arabia.
So you probably don't want to go to China.
Well, yeah, probably not. Well, no, I think they've... Haven't they, like, gotten rid of alt Corona?
Yeah, but aren't they, like, they're conning the system? They're like, if you have it, but you don't show symptoms, you don't count.
Ah, right.
Yeah, which is wrong.
Yeah. It's like our government fucking counting. Yeah. Oh, we've done 100,000 tests when fucking 20,000 of them were tests that have been sent out in the post that haven't arrived yet.
It wasn't even 100,000, it was like 72,000, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was something like that. Yeah.
So they're currently at... They've counted 22 today. That doesn't sound right.
No. Anyway, we're not a political podcast. We're a football podcast. And if we move on to Everton and Aston Villa then, you know.
Yeah.
Aston Villa are actually showing some fight. I mean, I did say a few episodes ago, I mean, you can go back and check the tapes, that Aston Villa were the most likely to stay up out of Watford, West Ham, Bournemouth and Villa. And it looks like, you know, they're on course to do that. I mean, they're out of the relegation zone now, so a win against West Ham will basically confirm it. And they actually showed something here against Everton as well.
Yeah, they did. You reckon they're the favourites to stay up?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, I think they're definitely more likely to beat West Ham, who are on the beach. Yeah, Like, they can't go down, so they don't have a lot to play for. I think they're more likely to beat West Ham than Watford are to beat Arsenal.
Well, did you watch that game against Villa?
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong, we will get into that. I mean, Arsenal were absolutely atrocious, especially defensively. And I think if they had kept Pearson, Watford, which we'll get into that as well, I think if they had kept Pearson, they'd have been in with a chance of staying up. But now that they've sacked him, I can't see it, to be honest with you. And even if they both won, I can't see Bournemouth beating Everton either, to be honest with you. I can't see Bournemouth beating Everton and both Villa and Watford losing.
Shame, because I like both.
Well, I mean, they bought their way up the league. And
they bought their way up the league.
Yeah.
How'd you work that one out?
Just how much they've spent over the past few. They've spent hundreds of millions.
What? Have they?
Yeah. I think the net spend's like 150 million in the past 5 years or something.
Oh, yeah, but they've been in the Prem for 5 years.
Yeah. They've got like a billionaire owner, I swear. Made his money through like housing or something. That little bald bloke.
Maxim Demin.
Yeah, yeah.
How much? He bought them for 850,000.
Yeah. I swear it's like quarter of a billion.
What, 110 million?
Yeah, I'm wrong. But they have spent a lot.
What, in the last 10 years?
Yeah, I mean, you know, like, even when they're in the Championship, you know, they're having, like, net spends of 30 million.
That's fine.
Well, it's a lot more than most of the Championship. Anyway, as for Everton, you know, obviously they're on the beach. They don't care anymore. They can't even finish top half. And yeah, I'm just not impressed with that midfield. You know, I don't see the value in Tom Davies at all. You know, do you? I just don't rate him.
I just like reading Everton fans' tweets like, oh my God, we actually got a point or something.
Yeah.
Like, even they've given up.
Yeah, they are the most negative fan base, I'd say, in the Premier League. I don't rate that team, you know, considering the amount of money that they've spent, you know. You know, they've got Alex Iwobi on the wing. They've got Tom Davies in midfield, you know. Like, it's not good. Like, you know, the amount of money they've spent, they should be where Wolves are, where Leicester are, and the bottom half. You know, before they brought in Ancelotti, they were in danger of relegation.
Yeah, and they've never been relegated since Premier League started. I think only Arsenal, United, Everton, Chelsea. Have Spurs been relegated?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Well, something in... Anyway, I know Aston...
Yeah.
So last time they were in Division... Alright, yeah, the last time they were in Division 2 was 1978.
Yeah, so they haven't been. I think it's Arsenal, Liverpool, United, Everton, Spurs and Chelsea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But we're one of the few teams to have won all four divisions. And if you haven't done that, you're tin pot. So, but yeah, I mean...
Yeah, where's your Champions League trophy?
You what?
Where's your Champions
League? It's in my house. I've got it.
I hate people who have, like, replica trophies.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Did you see that Liverpool fan who had a replica Premier League trophy, replica UEFA Champions League one, and he had, like, players' medals?
Yeah, I mean, that is just pathetic, you know? Like, I mean, you know, buy a shirt. Just buy a shirt, you know what I mean? Like, just be normal.
Nah, they're a special breed, then.
Anyway, we'll move on to... Leicester and Chef U.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Leicester pretty much dominated this game, which was surprising. I just think Sheffield United looked tired. Do you know what I mean? Because they've stuck with more or less the same team all season. And they just look knackered, those players. You know, it's been a long, hard season for them. And I mean, unfortunately, it looks like they're not going to get the rewards. They're not going to get European football. It has still been a good season, but the players just look knackered.
Yeah, which is understandable, because they've way overachieved.
Oh, yeah. 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 I can't speak for Sheffield United fans, but I'm sure most of them would have accepted finishing 17th this season. Like, when you're promoted, the first thing on your mind is survival. You know, that's the first objective, you know, getting to that 40-point mark. And yet, you know, they have had a really good season, Chapter. For the first season back in Premier League, they've been brilliant. But yet, they just don't have a massive squad. That's the problem. I mean, you know, they've been lucky, to be honest with you, not to have 3, 4, 5 injuries at one time. Because, you know, they don't have a massive squad. And yet, you know, the players just look like they need a rest, like, which is understandable. But yeah, they just look tired. And Leicester are always going to capitalise on that. I mean, they're a quick team who can hit you devastating with pace. And yeah, it's just easy for them, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Scorers were Perez and Gray. Lightning fast players.
Two what?
Lightning players.
Oh, yeah. I'm a huge fan of Perez. I know quite a lot of people don't rate him. But I think he's a good player. I think he's done well for Leicester. I mean, what? How much did he cost? He didn't cost much. Like, I think he only cost, like, what? 20 million or something like that.
Yeah.
Which for a team like Leicester is not a lot. And he's got like 12, 13 goal contributions, you know, which, you know, for a player like Perez is good. And yeah, you know, Leicester, they needed this win though, Leicester, because, you know, coming into this match, they were coming off the back of poor form, you know, 1 win in 7. So they needed this win. And yeah, Champions League's going to come down to the last day.
I am not excited.
Yeah.
I feel like we're going to bottle it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you only need a point.
Yeah, but watch us lose.
Yeah.
We only need a point. Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. Because if you get a point, you're either going to finish above Man U or Leicester, no matter what happens.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if I'm Lampard, I set up with an 8-1-1 formation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or just put everyone on the goal line.
Yeah. Do a better job than Kepa. Yeah. Have you heard? Apparently, he's going to start Jamie Cummings last.
What?
Yeah, like a young keeper. He's going to start him last game against Wolves. That's a rumour.
No. You've got Jimenez, and you're going to be putting him in the net. Jeez.
Well, he can't be much worse than Kepa.
Cavalera is shit.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's his mindset.
Well, he was good against United in a cup, but.
But he's got one foot in the grave, basically. Anyway, speaking of United, I'm proud of that transition. We'll go to United beating Palace 2-0. Rashford getting a goal just before half time. And Martial getting one 10 minutes to go. Yeah, it's just that front three, you know.
Go on, United. Equalizer stood.
You what?
I wish the equalizers.
Yeah. I mean, oh, that was harsh. That was really harsh. You know, I mean, in that sort of situation, you know, you've got to give, you know, like, I know offside is offside, and whilst the rule is as it is, you know, then, yeah, it should have been given. But I think the rule's a lot of bollocks. You know, I just feel like, you know, if you've got to get the lines out, just give it onside. You know, if he's offside by a pix, you know, does he really have that much advantage?
I agree.
Exactly.
Bit of breaking news. Unai Emery's gone to Villarreal.
Villarreal, aren't they? Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I wonder how he'll do there. Where are Villarreal in the league?
Well, I think it's final day, isn't it?
I don't know. But what I'm saying is, are they going to qualify for the Europa League?
Yeah, they finished fifth.
Yeah. So, you and I will be back in his favourite competition.
Yeah. Well, he's going to be working with Santi Cazorla.
No, he's gone, hasn't he?
Oh, yeah, he's gone to Al Sadd.
Went to Saudi, yeah.
Damn. He's gone to, like, Al Sadd or something?
Something like that.
He's going to be working with Xavi.
Yeah.
Imagine that as a
minute. Exactly, yeah. Xavi was so good, honestly.
I think he's a manager now, isn't he?
Yeah, I think, don't he manage, like, the kids or something at Barcelona?
No, he's at Al Sadd.
All right.
I think he's player manager, maybe.
Oh, no, I'm getting mixed up with Xabi Alonso. He manages Real Madrid kid.
What, Casilla?
No, like under 16s or something like that.
Oh, right. Fucking hell, he used to be managed by Rene Mullins.
Who's that? Al Sadd?
Yeah. Do you remember him? He used to be Ferguson's right-hand man.
Oh, yeah.
He popped a balloon once and Fergie...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because I remember we were linked to...
He was shit at Fulham.
Yeah.
Trust me, don't want him.
Oh, yeah, no. I'm glad we did.
All right, what game are we on again?
Manu and Palace.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that front three for Man United's dangerous, you know. If they get a full season together next season, you know, if Man U can sort out that defence, then there will be title chance. Because they've got the midfield and the attack force to do that.
Yeah, since Fernandes has come in, they've been not a club you want to mess with. And United haven't had that in ages, where you are scared to face them.
Exactly, yeah. And I think it's all due to bringing in Bruno. I mean, you know, even when we played Man United at Old Trafford in January, you know, I was thinking we can get somewhere. But if we played him now at Old Trafford, yeah, I just think, you know, keep Dean Henderson, because Ollie's been very vocal about wanting to keep Dean Henderson. I just think keep him and bring in another centre-half and you're sorted.
Who do you think would fit that back line?
Well, I mean, you know, if you're going to keep one of Maguire or Lindelof, because I don't think it's a good idea to bring in two centre-halves into the first team at once. So if you're going to keep one of them two, then you'll need someone who's good with the feet. So, you know, I can't think of anyone off the top of my head, but, you know, just someone who's good with the feet. You know, not necessarily a fast centre-half, but, you know, like...
Lucas Hernandez.
Yeah, I mean, he'd be a fuck ton, wouldn't he? but someone like a Milan Skriniar or an Upamecano or someone like that.
Stefan De Vrij.
Yeah, yeah. Just someone who can play out. Because, I mean, they don't really have that, you know. I mean, Matic does well in just sitting in front of that back four and sort of being the bridge between the defence and the midfield. But if you bring in someone who can play with the feet, then you don't really need that. You can play someone like a McTominay in the midfield instead, or Fred. You know, someone who can roam forward a little bit more, who doesn't have to be the bridge between the midfield and the defence.
Well, look at Matic for long, because I imagine he'd retire at the end of the next season.
Yeah. I mean, he's still a good player, Matic. You know, I mean, he's only, what, like, 32, isn't he?
No, is he? Man, you're mad. Well, yeah, he's going to turn 32 on the first of all.
Yeah.
So he's older.
No. Yeah, he's still a decent little player.
Not quite like his days at Chelsea.
Oh, no, definitely not. But it's the best he's looked at Man United, definitely. You know, post-lockdown.
Yeah. But also with this game, it did help that Palace have got nothing to play for.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, I don't know whether it's because they're on the beach or whether they're just bad. But, I mean, you know, Palace have lost their last 7 games. Like, you know, and if they lose against Spurs, they'll have lost their last 8 games. You know, after 30 games, they were on 42 points. After 37 games, they're on 42 points. I mean, you know, I know they're on the beach and they've nothing to play for, but that form could easily spill over into next season. You know, they've got to be careful of Palace.
Yeah. I think it's going to be much more competitive for relegation next season as well.
Yeah. I think, you know, with Leeds and West Brom definitely coming up. I can't see West Brom surviving. I mean, you know, we're talking about before the transfer. But with the current squad, I can't see West Brom surviving. You know, they were lucky. They've just scraped over the line, West Brom. I mean, they only finished with, like, 83 points, you know. They dropped points 24 times. Like, you know, I can't see West Brom surviving. And then obviously it depends who comes up in the playoff. But yeah, I think Leeds will be fine if they can bring in a new forward and a new goalkeeper, which I think they probably will do. I think, you know, West Ham will probably be out of it. So yeah, it's going to be a lot more competitive next season. I think teams like Palace and Newcastle and Brighton have to be worried.
Should we skip over the Saints-Brighton game?
There's not much to say about it, really. Ings scored, which meant that he's only two off the golden boot, but I can't see him getting it, which is a shame. And Maupay scored, and Maupay's also really good.
Who's Saints got final day?
Chef Yu, isn't it? We'll move on to West Ham and Watford. What the fuck was up with Watford? Just defensively, they were awful.
Conceding 2 in 10 minutes. Pretty much wrapped up the game.
Yeah, against West Ham as well. It's not like it was Man City or Liverpool, you know.
For the first one, I feel like Foster was at fault. Straight for his legs.
I feel like he's
the top scorer post-lockdown.
But you have got to bear in mind that four of them came in one game against Norwich.
Yeah. But even then, he'd still be, if you went by a game-by-game basis, he'd still be in that sort of top three.
Yeah, he has played really well post-lockdown as Antonio. I just feel like he needs to be more clinical. Like, it takes him two or three chances to score, which I think if he works on that, he could turn into a dangerous striker.
Picking up where Haller should have been.
For a striker that cost, what was it, 25 million?
Haller? I thought it was called 40.
It could have been. I might be getting mixed up.
Pretty sure it was.
I know Joe Linton was 40.
He was 45. What?
Fucking hell, 45? Jesus Christ. And I mean, what? He's got, you know, 7 goals, is it? Less than 1 in 4. You know, if you're paying 45 million for a striker, they need to at least get 15.
Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
31, 7 goals, 2 assists.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you look at the sort of players who are on 15 goals, you know, Abraham, Richarlison, Chris Wood. Wait, no, that's 13. I can't fucking count. Jesus Christ. Well, Abraham's on 15, right? So you'd expect a striker that costs £45 million to be at least as good as Abraham.
Shocking.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, I do like Bowen. I think he was a really good signing. I'm a huge fan of him. I really wish that Burnley picked him up, to be honest with you. But yeah, I just feel like West Ham have a lot of players that, you know, don't want to be there. I mean, we sat here criticising. I mean, they did just win 3-1. But, you know, for the money that they've spent, they should be nowhere near the relegation.
Yeah, that seems to be the case for them.
Yeah. I mean, they have spent well in January. You know, the arrival of Suchek, the arrival of Bowen, you know, I feel like that really helps them out. And even Randolph, you know, so if Fabianski gets injured, they're not having to play fucking Roberto. You know, they've recruited well in January, and it's all about building on that answer.
Yeah. I'd be careful trying to spend as much money as they did this season, because in case they all don't work out again. Or
100%. I think they need to be looking into the Championship, like they did with Bowen, because a lot of Championship clubs will want to sell for cheap, especially if Brentford don't go up. I feel like Watkins and Benrahma will be playing in the Premier League next season, whether it's for Watford, whether it's for Brentford, sorry, or someone else. And yeah, I definitely think if Brentford don't go up, then they'll be playing in the Premier League. But, you know, just in general in the Championship, there's a lot of players who will be sold for cheap because of the coronavirus affecting the clubs. So, yeah, I feel like the Championship will have to be raided by clubs like West Ham.
Yeah.
And as for Watford, yeah, they just look poor. And after this, Nigel Pearson was sacked. So that was the third manager they've sacked this season. How pathetic is that? Jesus Christ.
Wait, is it technically five because they got rid of, what's his face?
Well, they had a caretaker, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't count caretakers personally as actual.
What's his name? He was at Leicester.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, and thingy, Shakespeare went with him as well.
Yeah, that's the guy I was on about.
What, was he caretaker for a bit?
No, well, they sacked him as well, so is that technically five managers?
He was assistant, wasn't he? He wasn't the manager.
Ignore me.
Yeah. But still, sacking three managers, like, that's horrendous, you know. I'm just going to double-check this, but I think since they sacked Sean Dyche in 2012, I think they've had 14 different managers. You know, that's, you know.
Jesus, Hull need a new keeper.
Oh, they've had 13, sorry. 13 managers in 8 years. Like,
that's worse than us.
I don't know. Yeah, it's just, you know, it's awful. It's horrendous. You can't build anything with just sacking managers, you know. They're constantly looking for the new manager bounce, you know. But when you sack your manager, you know, every 6 months, eventually that fades because the players get bored of it.
You say players in the Championship are cheap, but didn't Bellingham cost like 20 million?
Yeah, well, I mean, considering A, there's the English tax, he's 17 years old and he's already playing regular football, and it's Dortmund who's buying him, so Birmingham obviously know that they have money. But yeah, to be honest with you, if coronavirus didn't happen, I could see him going for more than that. I could see him going for 30.
I read rumours of like 50.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, I don't think he's worth that, but if coronavirus didn't happen, I think they could have gotten a lot more for him. So that's what I mean, you know, prices are just going to be slashed. Like, you know, players like Asai Samuel, you know, before coronavirus, they were linked with 15 million, 20 million pound moves to the Premier League. Post-coronavirus, talks have just broken down on a contract standpoint with Club Bruges, who had a 5 million pound bid accepted.
Oh.
So, you know, prices are just going to be slashed in the Championship.
What game are we on now?
We'll move on to a very interesting game. Norwich and Burnley. I really felt sorry for Farker, to be honest with you, because the players just gave up. I mean, we'll go straight into it. The two red cards, what were your thoughts on them?
Yeah, definitely the right decision. Absolute madness.
Yeah.
But you were awful.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the way the players that we have and the way we set up, we're not used to having, you know, 60% of the ball. You know, we're not used to having to create stuff. We're used to, you know, sitting back and hitting people on set pieces. You know, I feel like any other team in the league, to be honest with you, would have had a field day against nine-man Norwich. And yeah, I mean, you know, I'm not too worried because at the end of the day, we did get the 3 points and we're not going to be like this. We're not going to be like this many other games, you know. It was very, very odd, this game. I mean, Chris Wood scored an overhead bicy, so, you know.
Imagine conceding overhead bicycle to Wood and fucking Danny Welbeck.
I don't know, that is... and Krull probably should have saved it as well, to be honest with you. But that is Chris Wood's 13th goal of the season. That makes him our joint highest ever scorer in the top flight. And yeah, I mean, post-lockdown, he's not been great. But he is still a really good striker, Chris Wood. I mean, 13 goals this season when he's been missing for quite a few games. He's picked up quite a few injuries this season. So, yeah, that's really cool. And yeah, just, you know, another clean sheet for Nick Pope. That's the other takeaway that I have. You know, that he's one clean sheet away from the Golden Glove, which is mental, you know. 15 clean sheets, 16 if he keeps one against Brighton, you know. That is just immense, you know. And if he does get the Golden Glove, I can't see any argument against him being England's number one. Like, I know you think I'm biased, but how can the goalkeeper who wins the Golden Glove in the Premier League not be England's number one?
Nah, it should be Angus Gunn.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I forgot about Gunn. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, he was awful. You forget how bad some players are. But yeah, I mean, that confirms a top half finish for us. And potentially, we could be finishing above Arsenal. Which, you know, if you'd have told me that before the start of the season, I'd have called you mad. And, you know, we're level on points with Sheffield United. And everyone's, you know, raving about Sheffield United. Rightly so. Because they have had a brilliant season. But I'm not hearing much about us at all. You know, we've got 15 wins this season. That's the same as Wolves. More than Sheffield United. More than Arsenal. More than Everton. You know. Like, we have played really, really well this season. And next season, we've got to build on this. Which I've got a sneaking suspicion that we might do. Both Daesh and Mike Rigg, our director of football, have come out and said that there are some signings in the works. So, you know, I think we can definitely build on this. Because if Daesh is backed, we could genuinely be in the position like what Wolves are if he is backed in the window. Like, you know, we're only 5 points off there. And, you know, you consider the squad that he has now, you know, he could genuinely be pushing, you know, not top four. I don't think top four is realistic. But, you know, top five, top six, we could be pushing that if Daesh is backed, you know.
Yeah, but have you got the finances to do that?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, you know, I think we do, because both Daesh and our director of football, Mike Rigg, have said that there are some signings in the works, that it will be an exciting window for Burnley fans. So, you know.
Adam Lallana.
Well, I wouldn't be against Adam Lallana, you know. A free transfer, you know. And he is a good player, you know. I rate Adam Lallana.
What about Danny Welbeck?
No, I won't want Danny Welbeck. We've got four strikers that are better than him. So, yeah.
Vidra?
Yeah, Vidra. Vidra's a really good striker. I mean, you know.
Yeah, in the Championship.
Well, he's done well for us. Whenever we've called upon him, he's good. You know, he's not a starter, but for a squad player, which is what he is, he's more than fine.
What's wrong with Danny Welbeck?
Well, he's no better than what we have.
What other ones are Willian?
Yeah, because we'd definitely be able to afford his win. yeah, I mean, I was potentially looking at Nicholas Eliasson on a free, but he's extended his contract. But I just think we need to look at the Championship. You know, like West Ham, there are some really good players in the Championship that will be going for cheap. So I just think we need to be looking at them.
Just going to have a look at the free.
I wouldn't mind Matty Longstaff. I know he's available now.
Who?
Matty Longstaff.
He's available on a free?
Yeah, his contract's expiring.
Daniel Ayala from Middlesbrough.
He's a centre-half, isn't he? Yeah.
Umar Niasse.
We don't really need a centre-half. No, I don't want Niasse. No.
Ena Valenti.
No, we don't need another forward. Really, we need a right winger and a right back and maybe a centre mid.
A right winger, Jody Lokoki. Oh, Kevin Morales.
Nah, he's past it, isn't he? We need to bring in some young players. Our average age in the squad is like 29.5 or something.
You can get Duncan Watmore.
Yeah. There are options. You know, and yeah, you know, I just think we need to go out and get some players that are going to go and get into the team, because we haven't done that in the past few windows. We've got squad players. So yeah, if we bought some players that would actually improve the first team, you know, we could genuinely be pushing top six.
Fabio Barini.
Oh yeah, that'll work out. Fabio Barini, brilliant.
Oh, you can get Choupo-Moting. He plays left.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you got to consider the wages as well. That's another reason why I think we've got to look at the Championship, because we've got a tight wage budget.
You said you'd be happy to get Adam Lallana, so can you afford him?
Well, probably not, but I'd be happy with him.
Smolnik.
Yeah, I'm sure he'd want to come to Burnley. Probably never even heard of Burnley.
Scott Dan, he...
Yeah, but isn't he like 87?
He's 33, yeah.
Yeah, we need young players.
A lot of these are like 24 plus.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We need to look at the Championship. Bring in some young players from there that'll go on a cheap.
Fucking Sammy Amiobi, yeah.
Yeah, there we go. Sammy Amiobi, not good enough for Newcastle. Anyway, if we move on to a South Coast derby then. We'll go to Bournemouth and Southampton.
New Forest derby.
Mm.
Not South
Coast. Well, it is a South Coast derby.
Yeah, but that's...
Just like how Man City and Man U is a North West.
New Forest.
Yeah. Bournemouth and Southampton. Go on. Take us through your thoughts.
Well, I felt really, really, really bad. Bournemouth getting that goal wiped off at the end. Heartbreaking.
Yeah, because that essentially relegated us. It was the right decision.
Yeah. Che Adams had a salt in the wound.
With his second goal this season.
Does he cost 10 million?
More than that. I think he was like 18 million or something like that.
Gee. So Danny Ings cost $1 million a goal the way that he's going. And Che Adams cost 9 million a goal.
Yeah.
I thought the game didn't really explode into life until the sort of final 5 minutes due to the drama and last minute goal to wrap up the points.
Yeah.
You'd expect Saints, to be honest, given how Bournemouth.
Yeah, but, you know, they will have been on beach, Southampton. I mean, you know, no danger of Europe and the car gets off half. But, you know, just another Danny Ings goal saving him. I mean, they've got to keep hold of Ings. I mean, you know, I have been thinking about Danny, thinking, you know, where would he realistically go? You know, and to be honest with you, I think he'd fit in somewhere like a Sheffield United. I think he'd really fit in there, who, you know, that's probably the one position where they do struggle, is a quality centre forward. But, yeah, you know, I can't see him really going anywhere, to be honest with you, Danny. I think top six clubs won't want him, either because they have forwards themselves or he's too old. I just can't see him going back to Liverpool, to be honest with you. You know, I think he'd do well there. I think he'd start for him, to be honest with you. But, you know, I can't see Liverpool going in for him, to be honest with you. And most other teams, I don't think he'd be able to afford him and wouldn't be a step up. The only team I could see him going to, really, is Sheffield United. That's the only team who could realistically afford him and it'd be a step up for him. But would they go in for him? I'm not sure.
I'd like to see him at, like, somewhere like Everton.
Mm.
Richarlison on the wing. And then, so you'd play a 4-4-2, you have Calvert-Lewin, and that'd be brilliant.
Yeah. But is Everton really a step up for him? I mean, Everton and Southampton are level on points.
Yeah, I think Everton better than...
Mm. Well, you'd think that.
I'd be Ancelotti given full back in to stamp his authority. And
yeah.
Get rid of all the deadwood. Like...
Yeah. I mean, you know, they do have a lot of players on high wages, Everton, that they need to... and yeah, you know, I just... You know, Ings could play anywhere in the Premier League. I genuinely do believe that. Except maybe Spurs.
They just have to find a...
Yeah. Well, which is what I'd do. But
they do lack a backup.
Yeah, but Ings is too good to sit on a bench.
No, yeah.
Yeah. And as for the Euros, I mean, you know, they're happening next year, so who knows what's going to happen next season with Danny. But if they were happening, you know, right now, basically, would you be starting Danny Ings?
Yeah, I'd start Ings and Sancho and Rash on the...
Mm.
I'd take Foden.
Mm.
Milner, I'd take Madison and Mount.
Grealish, would you take Grealish? What, so you'd take Mount over Grealish?
Yeah, Grealish hasn't been all that good post-lock.
But you've got to consider he does play for Aston Villa, you know, whereas Madison and Mount both play for Leicester and Chelsea. You know,
yeah,
consider what Grealish would do in a team what's actually half decent.
He could be my... I'd take Walker. No, I wouldn't take Walker. I'd take Wan-Saka.
I was about to say, you know, he's England's fourth best right back at the... Maybe even fifth best right back at the moment.
I'd take Wan-Saka, Trent, Maguire, Smalling.
Talks.
Yeah. Oh, I take Gomez. I'm trying to think of a fourth.
Well, you've got four there. Maguire, Smalling, Gomez, Tarkowski.
Yeah, but Tarkowski would be on my...
Well, you know, if you can't think of another centre-back. Who?
Bulldog.
Well, he's a right-back, isn't he?
All right, then, Jacko.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if we played three at the back, I could see that.
And then left-back. Left-back is the one position where I think we're weak.
Mm, yeah, definitely.
So who would you take? Would you take Brandon Williams?
Personally, I'd take Chilwell and Charlie Taylor.
Chilwell and Williams.
No, I don't rate Willis Weir. I think defensively he's very poor, and attacking wise we have better options.
And then goalkeepers Pope and
yeah.
Ah, but then Foster.
I was about to say Foster's retired football.
Yeah, I mean, Foster. I might go Foster. No, I'll go Pope and
Yeah, I mean, you know, realistically, you don't really need three keepers in a tournament. Yeah.
Why do they always take...
Well, I think it's just, you know, a fear of never having not having a goalkeeper. You know, you don't want to have to play 90 minutes without a goalkeeper, so they do it just to be safe. But it is very rare that both your keepers are either injured or suspended.
What game are we on again?
I think we were on Bournemouth and Southampton.
Yeah, we just finished.
Well, I mean, is there what else you want to add?
Bournemouth bad.
Yes, Bournemouth bad. Eddie Howe overrated. Right, so we're going to move on to Spurs and Leicester then?
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah.
Disappointing.
Yeah, well, not for you. But, yeah, I mean, Spurs, you know, sat back, defended well and took the chances, you know, whilst Leicester didn't, you know. Three shots on target for Spurs and three goals, you know. Like,
yeah, game was all wrapped up for first half ended.
Half time, yeah. Yeah, Leicester just weren't clinical enough, simple as.
Which is odd considering how Vardy's been this season.
Mm, yeah. Yeah, you know, I definitely wouldn't have said Leicester would have lost 3-0 this game. And yeah, it's just, you know, I don't know what was up with him. He just wasn't finishing his chances. You know, which is very unlike, he will probably still win the Golden Boot. But yeah, you know, he just wasn't finishing out that, you know, like Tielemans or Barnes was creating. And, you know, Spurs just did a typical Mourinho, to be honest with you, you know, took the few chances that they had.
Leicester could be going into...
Yeah, that could end up costing Leicester. I mean, you know, it is still in their hand, you know. A win against Man United puts them into the Europa League, or a point if Chelsea were to lose. But obviously they'll be going for the 3 points. You know, yeah, I mean, definitely coming down to the wire is this Champions League race. And, you know, it's just, I don't know about Leicester, you know. There's just, you know, they are a really good side. Don't get me wrong. But I just think in terms of backup, they need more for a squad, especially if they do get Europa. Because, I mean, look at the defence that they were playing today. You know, Wes Morgan, Ryan Bennett, Johnny Evans, Luke Thomas and James Justin. You know, granted, yeah. there are a few injuries, but still, that is not a good enough.
I thought they had a lad, I know. Wait.
All right.
Oh, yeah, because they're missing Soyuncu due to his stupid actions.
Yeah, exactly. They're missing Soyuncu and they're missing Pereira. Who's been really good for him, Pereira.
Yeah,
I think so, yeah. I've no idea what's up with him. But, you know, still. You know, I mean, they're playing Ryan Bennett, who they got on loan. Like, you know, they need more depth to Leicester. Especially if, you know, you think if Vardy got in, you're playing Iheanacho, who is definitely not good enough for Champions League. Do you know what I mean?
To sign Koulibaly. Could you imagine him?
Yeah, no. Well, I mean, if they can get consistent Champions League, Leicester, then, you know, there's no reason why they couldn't go for those sorts of players. But that's, you know, 2, 3, 4 years down the line, not right now.
Well, they sign these odd players like Soyuncu and Johnny Evans, and they really work out.
Yeah, I mean, well, I mean, Soyuncu started off well, but I think he sort of tailed off.
Yeah.
And Johnny Evans, you know, he is a good player. Don't get me wrong, I think Man United were stupid to let him go, to be honest with you, because he gets into their team now. Yeah. But he is getting on a bit, so he's not a long-term centre-half, do you know what I mean? And we are talking long-term when you talk about Leicester, you know. They are building something.
I'd sign Craig Dawson.
Oh, yeah, because that's long-term, isn't it? Long-term planning.
Yeah, I know, but if they got Ryan Bennett on loan, they're going to need to buy probably three centre-backs.
Mm.
So I'd get Craig Dawson just for the season, because then you've got an experienced hand, and then get younger lads who are going to take...
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know who Leicester have in their academy, so they could already have two centre-halves who are good enough to do that role.
Yeah, Choudhury, he was introduced.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, I think in the midfield, they're fine, Leicester. I mean, they've got Tielemans, Pratt, Choudhury and Didi. Yeah, they're fine in midfield.
Madison,
yeah, I forgot about him.
He also got Nampilis Mendy. I don't know what.
Yeah, he's not good enough, in my opinion, for, you know, as a Champions League player.
Get Danny Drinkwater.
Yeah. He'll be lucky. He'll be very, very lucky if he's playing Premiership football next season.
Group.
Yeah. Just get Vitesse out by him.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think we can gloss over Brighton and Newcastle. Yep. I mean, that was such a dull game. So, yeah, we can move on to Sheffield United and Everton. And this loss basically confirms Sheffield United won't be in Europe next season, which is a shame for them. But again, like I said, when Sheffield United played Leicester, the players just look knackered.
I think that is a blessing.
Because
If they're in the Europa League next season, if their players are knackered now, even after having, what was it, a 16-week break, then they're really going to struggle having to play cup games, travelling all over Europe, and play high calibre. So, yeah.
Yeah. You know, I think, like I said, they just need more bodies because they're playing the same people week in, week out. And, you know, they've done well, but they just need more bodies.
Do you think it's because Chris Wilder's afraid of rotation or...
Well, I don't think he's afraid of rotation. But it's,
they have Zivkovic, they have Rodwell, and they don't play.
Rodwell,
And him, so he obviously is something.
Yeah. I don't think it's a snake if he's afraid of rotation. I mean, he is a flexible manager, is Wilder. I think it's just a case of, you know, that team got him to the position where he is now. Why change it? Do you know what I mean?
Because they're all knackered.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, you know, they have got, what, one game to go after this, and then they've got another break, so... You know, we'll see what they're like at the start of next season.
Well, hopefully they'd have a good
game. Yeah, that's what I mean. And I mean, they did sign Sheffield United. Who was it who they signed? That keeper?
They signed Sam Berger.
No, they just signed a keeper. I think it was, it was like from Rangers, I think. A couple of days ago, they signed a keeper from Rangers.
They signed a keeper, have they?
Yeah, if I remember rightly.
Where's Foddering?
Yeah, that's his name.
Really? They signed him?
Yeah. So what I'm saying is that could potentially be a sign that Henderson isn't stopping around.
He's crap.
Well, yeah, but they've signed a keeper.
Yeah, but he's going to be third keeper because that Verrips is shit. And Simon Moore is shit as well.
Yeah, but all I'm saying is, you know, if they were getting Henderson, why would they need four keepers?
Well, how old Simon? They got...
I might be reading too much into it.
Yeah, because that Verrips might go out on loan because he's only 23 and
I don't know. I might be reading too much into it, but, you know, I just thought it was interesting. A potential sign that Henderson might not be sticking around. But, yeah, I mean, got what else to say on this game, really?
No.
No? We'll move on to Wolves and Palace then. Again, Palace just... looking shit, especially defensive, been awful, and Wolves took advantage of that.
Yeah, but like we said earlier, they haven't got anything to play for.
But they've lost their last seven, you know. Like, whether you've got anything to play for or not, that is piss poor. And Daniel Podence as well, picking up another goal. I really like Podence. I think he's a really good player.
Yeah, he's a player that has flash and substance, which is a bit of a rarity.
Yeah, exactly. It's, and, you know, especially because he's a midget as well. Like, you know, he... No, he is. He's like 5'4" or something.
That's not a midget.
Well, no, he's not an actual dwarf, but, you know, like, he's tiny. You know, compare him to Adama Traore on the other wing, you know.
Yeah, but they've got diversity in size then.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, and, you know, usually in the Premier League, you do need strength. And if you don't have that, if you are tiny, like Podence, you know, then you need to make up with it with flash and, you know, pace and skill. And he has that.
Yeah, he wins a lot of fouls, which is good. You know what I mean? Yeah. That penalty with the roulette.
Mm.
Is that, do you call it a...
Yeah. It is, yeah.
All right.
No. But, yeah, I mean, I'm impressed by Wolves. I mean, looks like they are going to finish 6th, maybe 7th, which, you know, could be a little bit frustrating for Wolves fans, considering, you know, last season they did finish, so, you know, it's not a huge step up. Mind you, though, how many points did they finish on last season? 57, and this season they're on 59, so it's already a better thingy. It's already a better season for
them. Right, do you think Palace will keep hold of their manager?
Well, Hodgson just signed a contract extension, didn't he?
Did he? I thought he said if we don't survive last season, he would retire. So I'm surprised.
Yeah, I think he signed a one-year deal. So I think next season will probably be his last season, Hodgson. Yeah, but they are going to have to start looking for a long-term replacement, looking for a young manager. You know, so yeah, that is something that Palace will have to be looking at within the next 12 months.
It's hard with Palace because sometimes they're mid-table, sometimes they're fighting relegation.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a weird one. I think the thing is with Palace, they're one of those teams, you know, Stoke and Charlton used to be like that, where, you know, they get to 40 points and then they just drop off. Because that's been the goal, is 40 points at the start of the season. And then when they get it, you know, then the players will feel like they've not to play for.
What's the...
It's Watford getting absolutely slapped up by Man City. Yeah, I mean, useless bastards, Watford. You know, you couldn't have fucking scored, you know, and made sure that Pope got the Golden Glove outright. No, fuck me. But yeah, defensively, they were awful. But also going forward, they were awful, so, you know.
Yeah, I think City just had shooting practice, basically.
Yeah.
I might have to retract my statement that Foster's a good keeper.
Well, to be fair, he did pull off quite a few good saves against City. I think it was just that, you know, I think City had like 10 or 11 shots on target. Mm. So he's not going to keep a clean sheet, especially when it's the likes of City. I mean,
it was just a really easy game. Watford just looked out of it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, City had 80% possession. Like, you know, yeah, that's just, it's just awful, really. I mean, you know, Sterling getting a double, you know, despite the missed penalty. It's just poor, you know. And I mean, City, you know, if they win against Norwich, that puts them on 81 points, which is not a bad City by any means. I mean, granted, by City's standards from the last two seasons, because they didn't get 100 or 98 points. But you've still got to be a fucking good team to get 81 points in the Premier League. And I think next season, they definitely will be up there. Especially if they play like they have done post-lockdown all season.
Yeah, they look like they're out. Since they gave that guard of honour to Liverpool, something snapped.
Yeah. Well, it's got to be embarrassing for those players to have to do that. Do you know what I mean? You know, Liverpool have spanked you all season, you know, and then you're having to give them a guard of honour when that's, in their minds, that's their Premier League title.
Yeah.
You know, that's got to be embarrassing for players. And, you know, you expect to see some sort of reaction. And they have shown it. And yeah, they'll definitely be back up there next season.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, if we to move on to Villa and Arsenal.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, you know, what the fuck was that defending for the Trezeguet goal? He was unmarked on a corner. Like, you know, you cannot do that.
Brilliant goal, though.
Oh, yeah, it was a brilliant finish. But, you know, like, it was just... He was unmarked on a corner.
Do they do zonal mark?
Well, I'd assume so. But, you know, like...
Are you going to leave a guy whose name is Trezeguet?
That's what I mean. Like, you know, you shouldn't... You shouldn't be doing zonal marking in the on a corner. Like, well, I don't get that, you know. So if someone's unmarked, but he's not in your zone, you're just going to say, all right, well, just leave him unmarked because I'm in my zone. You know, that's just fucking stupid, in my opinion.
Yeah. And Arsenal tried to chip away at Villa. And they were just so
resilient. Yeah, I mean, they're always going to sit back in this game, but especially getting a goal within half an hour, you know, they're always going to set up defensively. And yeah, Arsenal just couldn't break them down, you know. And at the end of the day, you know, that's the difference between a team like an Arsenal and a team like Chelsea, for example. You know, I mean, you mourn only beating Norwich 1-0. But if Norwich performed like that against Arsenal, would Arsenal have been able to break Norwich down? I don't think they would have done, you know. True. If you want to be a top four team, you've got to be able to grind out results and beat teams like this.
Yeah, true. Did they score an offside goal?
Arsenal?
Or a disallowed goal?
I don't remember them doing that.
So you can't even get a goal illegally.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, if I'm Aubameyang, I'm jumping, like, you know.
Yes.
Exactly. You've got to get out if you're Aubameyang. Like, you know, when you've got teams like Barcelona interested.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, he'd be getting more money at Barcelona. They're a better team, you know.
Really? Barcelona are interested.
Apparently, yeah.
They got Suarez and...
Yeah, but Suarez is getting old now, isn't he? He's like 34.
Yeah.
And Griezmann hasn't been great. Especially considering how much he cost.
Yes. He hasn't been great, but he hasn't been bad either.
Well, to say that he cost over 100 million, I'd say he's been bad.
Yeah.
And I mean, for Arsenal, I really think they missed Granit Xhaka in midfield. I don't think Torreira is any good, to be honest with you. I mean, he played awful this game. And, you know, they missed someone who, like we were talking about with Matic, bridged the gap between the defence and the midfield, and also was able to slow the game down, you know. I know Arsenal are wanting, you know, to play with a high tempo on the front foot, but you do need a player to be able to, you know, slow the game down and spray the ball around, and that's what Xhaka does, and they missed that, Arsenal.
Probably would have got a red card, though.
Yeah.
Out of frustration.
And
they summed up Arsenal.
Yeah. Right. They beat Man City, they beat Liverpool, and then they lose to Aston Villa, you know, like, and that's basically consided Arsenal to 10th, basically, because, you know.
Well, Europe is still in their grasp. Through.
Well, yeah, I think that's got definitely what they've got to be focusing on, is that FA Cup final. Because I'm sure a lot of the players will be wanting revenge for Baku as well, you'd think. But I just can't see him winning that. Genuinely, like, I'm not saying this to, you know, blow smoke up your arse or whatever. But, you know, I just think Chelsea have that all day.
I'm not as confident.
Yeah, well, you're not going to be, are you? But yeah, it's poor. And that could be the result that means Villa stay up as well. yeah, it'll be an interesting final day on both ends of the... Yeah, we're going to move on to Man U and West Ham. And, you know, Paul Pogba being an absolute pussy.
What a pillow.
What a fucking honestly. Oh, it's coming to my face. Oh, no, not the face. Fuck off. Do you think Roy Keane would have done that? Roy Keane would have strangled his own newborn if it meant that Man U would get a point, you know? Like, that is just awful from Pogba. You know, if you're getting 300 grand a week, you need to be willing to put your body on the line for the team.
I'd get rid of him after that.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
That was complete selfishness.
Yeah. Of course it was. You know, not willing to take one for the team. And that could end up costing them Champions League football.
Would you think they could sell him in this climate?
I think they could. But to be honest with you, I'd keep... I mean, I know what we were saying, you know. Oh, yeah, sell him after that. But he is still a really good... I think you should keep.
And then Antonio converted it.
Yeah, with a poor penalty, to be honest with you. But he went in, De Gea went the wrong way. And yeah, Greenwood with, you know, another great goal. He's going to be somewhat special. I'm just interested to see, though, how many clean sheets has David De Gea got? Because I can't imagine it being that much. He's got 12 in 37, so that's 1 in 3, essentially. Yeah, it's just, you know, Henderson's a better keeper than him. I don't understand why you wouldn't keep Henderson around. Because he'll probably be on lower wages as well than De Gea.
37 games, conceded 30.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's not good. It's not good.
I'm trying to find a stat.
I mean, you know, and he's just letting in shots that he shouldn't let in, you know. Like, you know, that Bergwijn shot. Or the thingy. The fucking, the Giroud goal or the Mount goal? The Mount goal, wasn't it? What was shit?
Oh, yeah, just straight for his hand.
Yeah, exactly, you know. He's just letting in shots that any good goalkeeper would save.
So, of the 32.3 expected goals that has been on target, he's conceded 32, which means he only saves 0.3 of the expected goals.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's nowhere near good.
The best statistically to... in terms of goal prevention, is Guaita at Palace 10 point. Then it's Lloris at 10.1, Henderson at 9.3, Dubravka at 8.6, and Schmeichel at 4. But a few seasons ago, De Gea prevented 13.7.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we talk about three seasons ago, you know, he was linked with Real Madrid, and, you know, he was basically going to go there if it weren't for the, you know, Man U stalling. You know, he was one of the best keepers in the world a few years ago, but he's just fallen off a cliff. And I don't know why, because, you know, it's not even like he's old or he's past it, you know. He's 29. For a keeper, that should be your prime.
0.3 goals. How do you go from 13.7 to point...
How do you what?
13.7 to 0.3 in two seasons.
Yeah, that's just not... That's bad. Yeah. They need to keep Henderson. I don't know why they wouldn't. Anyway, we'll move on to the last game. Got to cover, and I'll let you take the floor for Liverpool 5, Chelsea.
I don't know. I knew we were going to lose, but conceding 5 is another alarming sign that we need to sort out our defence. Because Liverpool have been at the beach in the past couple of games.
Yeah.
Since they've won the league. And then... to go out there and go concede 5 is shocking. We were 3-0 down at one point. If it wasn't for Giroud before half time, didn't look. The Man United game is just feels forever away from what this game was. So when we played United, we were amazing. We were playing like one touch football, pissing about, just having fun, and in this game, all life was sapped away, and things didn't start to sort of change in a positive direction until Pulisic came. There were 5 different scorers. Again, that's another bad thing. I think we need a new goalkeeper.
Yeah.
New sign Kai Havertz, and then let's start focusing on the...
Well, you see, you're on about Kai Havertz, but, you know, that your midfield's fine, you know.
Why? We said Kante and Jorginho.
Well, at the moment,
okay.
You know, I mean, you know, but even if you sell Kante and Jorginho, surely you need like a defensive midfielder, not Havertz. Because if you sell your only two defensive,
Kovacic.
Well, yeah, but Kovacic isn't really a defensive midfielder, is he? Or at least that's not where he plays best.
No, maybe we got someone lined up. I don't know.
Yeah,
because Ziyech and Havertz behind Werner is going to be dangerous.
Yeah.
That's going to be nullified if we've got a shit defence.
That's what I'm saying. You need to... because you've got a fine midfield, you know. Even if you sell Kante and Jorginho, you've got you know, Kovacic, Mount, Loftus-Cheek, you got Gilmore and Gallagher can come through. Even Barkley, you know, he's good on his day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's if you sell Kante and Jorginho, you've still got all that. And Ziyech can play in midfield. You know, but, you know, you just need a centre-half. You know, a centre-half and a left-back. You know, that should be, as well as goalkeeper, that should be your top priority, not another midfielder. Yes, Kai Havertz is a good player. Yes, Kai Havertz would improve any team that he's in. But, you know, that's not an area that needs improving. At least not at the moment, anyway.
I'd hope that we have got somebody lined up.
Mm.
But I suppose we wanted to wrap up the players that are going to be most fought for first, and then get, which would make sense.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Ziyech, you know, and Werner, you did get on bargains, you know, 75 million for both of them, you know, that was crucial. Because had you waited longer, you probably would have had to pay more. It probably was crucial that you wrapped them both up early. Whereas, you know, if you've got other players lined up, you might not need to sign them so soon.
Well, I've seen we're linked with Declan Rice.
Mm.
Yeah, no.
Well, he's all right. He's only
he young. Shouldn't be Chelsea.
I think you know, give him another season, I think he probably will be.
They want 75 million.
Oh, yeah, no, that's ridiculous. But, you know, they're not going to sell it for 75 million, you know.
Well,
are you telling me that they would turn down 40 million for Declan Rice? Would they fall?
Well, I don't know how reputable this source is, but apparently we're linked with Oblak.
Who says that?
Reach? Yes.
Oh, that's, yeah, I've never heard of them, to be honest with you. I mean, I would be surprised if you did get Oblak, to be honest with you. Yeah, I think Oblak is, you know, one of the best goalkeepers in the world, if not the best. So, you know, I would be surprised if you went to Chelsea, to be honest with you. Especially considering you're about to finish, you know, either third or fourth, miles away from Liverpool.
Imagine we get Oblak, Werner, Ziyech and Havertz.
Yeah, that would be mad of him, though.
Yeah. I've read a lot that we're not going to get Chilwell. We're going to look into alternatives.
I don't know. He probably would cost too much. You know, you'd because you've got the English tax. And you know, considering Leicester sold Maguire for 80 million, you know, they'll be thinking, oh, we can sell other bang average players for ridiculous prices.
Well, hopefully, we offer a contract to Willian because apparently he's Arsenal want him on a free, and I don't want him.
Yeah, which, I mean, you know, I rate Willian. I know you get frustrated with quite a lot, but I think, you know, he's still got stuff to offer Chelsea. And even if he didn't, you know, you wouldn't want to let him go on a free.
No. Hopefully the lads that we loaned out last season, we just get sort of help us out.
Yeah. I mean, some of the lads you should keep around. Like, you know, like Conor Gallagher, for example. I think he's a decent player.
Players like Charlie Musonda.
Yeah, yeah. And Van Ginkel. You know, he's been there for 10 years. He could have a testimonial, Van Ginkel. I don't think he's ever played a game for Chelsea.
Victor Moses still on?
I don't know. To be honest with you, I'd keep Victor Moses around if he is. I think he's good. He's been good for Inter Milan. Especially if you're getting rid of Willian.
Yeah. I'll get rid of Kennedy, Baba Rahman.
Is Kennedy still your player?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
It was shit at Wolf.
Yeah, get rid of Newcastle.
I'd keep Zappacosta.
Mm.
Sell Lewis Baker, Matt Miazga, Charlie Musonda. We've already sold Pasalic and Morata.
Mm.
Got rid of Morata for 50.4.
Yeah, I mean, you got a good deal there. Yeah.
Hopefully Leicester can help us this weekend beat Wolves.
Yeah.
Who have you got final day?
We've got Brighton. So, you know. A win and a clean sheet is all I'm hoping for, because then Pope gets the golden glove and we finish above Arsenal, and that would be really funny. But even if we don't, it's still a good
game.
I mean, you know, we've got some exciting last games. I mean, I doubt it's going to be as exciting as the Championship was last night. But, you know, we've still got some exciting games, like, you know, Chelsea, Wolves, Man U, Leicester. You've got West Ham and Aston Villa, you know, and even Arsenal and Watford, you know, because Arsenal can drop points. You know, they showed that. So, yeah, there's some exciting games.
Nice.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll wrap it up here. I mean, we've been talking for over 2 hours. Go on, let people know where they can find you, Harry.
At Hazard Chelsea FC.
Yeah. And you can find me at IWGP Crispy FC. And you can follow the podcast at Anti Football Pod. Right. Yeah. That's it. And, you know, we'll see you at the end of the season.